It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, young man.
What's up, brother?
Nothing much. I think I just kicked your hip. You okay? Ouch.
Yeah, no. You just got my heel.
Anyway, you mowed. I mowed.
I did. Yep.
Get all done?
I believe so. Good. Yeah, right. Kind of just getting back to it. You know, I was not allowed on the mower there for a few weeks.
So it feels good to be back out there.
Oh, yeah. Pretending I'm pulling that 14-foot hay bale. Yeah. You know, hey, how you doing?
And actually, it's just a little kid's wagon. I got to make this wide turn to get in there.
Yeah. Ever since I was a kid, I've been imagining I was farming. You know?
Really?
Yeah, sure.
It's kind of neat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, out there just pulling the mighty Super C, you know, in that 14-foot hay bine. Actually, the hay bine is pulling the Super C.
Right, wherever it wanted to go.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, Hank, what do you do?
What do you do?
My story of my life, just never enough horsepower.
Not getting any better, is it?
Got 23 horse and you need a couple hundred more, you know? So. What do you do, Hank?
Well, I don't know.
What do you do?
You can take some of that engine cleaner, but I don't think that would get you anywhere, but maybe the bathroom.
With
splinter-free toilet
paper. Yeah, I think so. I was going to say, I don't think that's consumable by humans. I don't believe
that. Oh, it could be for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm sure someone's tried it.
Kids don't try that at home. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So, what's up?
Nothing much, buddy. It's Hank or it's Hanko or Truth or...
Fact or Hanko?
Whatever you want to do.
Uh-huh.
But anyway... any plans for the night? Tonight's your big night off.
Let me see.
Is Miss June going to let you have the night off?
I don't know. We got a John Denver song coming up here in a little bit, so we'll see.
You might want to play a whole record of them today.
I'm thinking so, too. My get-out-of-jail-free card.
So, my question, if you're home and she asks you to do things, it's like, oh, honey, my hip's just killing me.
No, that card's been played all summer, and it's starting to... wear off.
And there's no card left, rather. It's wore out.
Because I made the mistake of bragging that, a physical therapist said I was doing real well. Well, you can help with some cleaning now, can't you? Man. Why? Why?
Why, Phil?
Why did I say that?
Yeah. You know? Just tell her you're having a relapse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that should work.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then give her a John Denver CD.
Oh, okay.
Or sing her a John Denver song.
It's hard because she has every John Denver CD ever made. What do you do?
Sounds like she got you licked anyway.
Yeah,
so it's just
true.
Done.
Yeah.
You're just done, buddy.
Oh, well.
What can you do? Let's see. You can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from 2 miles away.
I'm going to guess that's true.
It is true. When you're that massive, your heart basically beats like a drum.
I'm sure. Wow.
All right.
Imagine.
Well, what can you imagine?
Oh.
All right, buddy. Truth or Hanko? Or fact or Hanko? Here we go. Moose are the deadliest animal in the United States. Moose. Yep.
I don't think so.
No. Can you, know what it is? It's in that line. We have a lot of them around here.
Deer.
That's it. Deer cause a staggering 1.5 million vehicle accidents yearly, resulting in about 150 deaths.
Right,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
to me.
That is. That's the scary thing.
And it's sad.
If you're on a motorcycle,
or even a car.
Yeah,
if it hits you just right, you're done.
You're done. Sad, but anyway, moose. We don't have so many of those.
No,
that's a good thing.
Yeah. Anyway,
they'd be big for the vibe to hit.
You might go right underneath it.
Maybe. Yeah. I've hit, I think, 4 with a vibe.
What, deer?
Yeah.
With this vibe or the old one?
No, it was the other one. The only thing that's hit this vibe are baseballs. Two of them.
It's done well.
Yeah, it's two of them.
At least there's no window hit.
It was close.
Yeah.
The one grazed the back fender or the back...
and you usually park a good jaunt.
I was almost 2 blocks away in Plain. You know,
oh, and hit the
end gate.
Yeah,
you know, right by the window, and then the other one was last year in Belleville. I pull up, you know, right to the backstop because that's where I was gonna, you know. Otherwise, the parking was about 2 miles away, and they're doing batting practice, and I'm just, you know, 2 minutes, I'm going to throw myself
kind of like you and I did. With,
yep, throwing stuff out, boink! Like, what was that? Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. Feel here. Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Mummy brown, a brown paint used by artists that was created by grinding mummies into powder, was available until 1964.
No.
All right. Mummy brown, a brown paint used by artists that was created by grinding mummies into a powder, was available until 1968.
I don't think so.
That's a fact.
What?
It only went extinct in 1964 because manufacturers could not get fresh supplies of mummies to make the paint. And well, that's a fact unraveled.
I wonder about that. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You would guess that they would have been able to find, and eventually they did, something to replace that.
You hope?
Yeah.
You hope?
Mummy Brown, that's what...
Mummy Brown.
June's mom's name.
Is it really?
It was, yeah.
It sounds like a
mummy.
Like Mick Jagger, Mummy Brown. Hey,
Mummy Brown.
Mummy Brown to the stage. Hmm. He sings a lot of slow songs.
Mick Jagger?
No, Mummy Brown.
Oh, Mummy Brown. Oh.
It's illegal in Australia to perform a body modification like a tattoo on an intoxicated person.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say that is true.
It is true. No more tipsy tats down under. Tipsy tats.
Yeah, I'm guessing if that were the rule here in the States, especially like in Las Vegas or somewhere like that, there wouldn't be as many.
Yeah, as many tattoos and our artists.
Right. Oh, well. What do you do, Hank?
Yeah, what do you do? Do you have any tattoos?
I do not.
I don't either.
No.
Well, they said it's very rare for people from the 50 to 63 range not to have any tattoos.
It's rare?
It's very rare.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, number one, I don't like needles.
Uh-huh.
Number two, I'm not, I'm not a tattoo.
I don't
want
to pock up this body.
Yeah, you can't. I was thinking about getting a fence. Around my arm.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I wouldn't know how to stretch it.
Oh, right. Oh, boy. Yeah, when you flex that muscle, you know, the fence would probably break.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere.
Get that pipe stretched out.
Anyway, the mole situation.
How is that doing?
Oh, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So they have taken over my little shed. Holes like this big from coming out of the ground and going back in, digging holes into the ground again.
Huh.
From the water.
Are they going through the wall of your shed?
Underneath it.
Underneath
they have, yes.
Oh. Well, you need to get that, put a floor in it or cement or something.
Well, that way they can just dig underneath the cement.
Oh, that's true.
Huh. I wonder if a guy could put like a steel thing like 4 feet down all the way around it.
Uh-huh. I think they'd go deeper.
You think they would?
Probably would.
4 feet?
Well, I don't know. They could. They wanted to.
I don't know if I can dig that deep.
Yeah, that's a long ways down.
It's a long ways down.
That's a lot. I think you just need to get rid of the moles.
I'm trying.
Right.
I'm trying.
You getting any work done? I know that Taco Bell is coming along pretty well. You getting any work done? You know,
the tunnel's almost done.
You've been watching them? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the tunnel's almost done. So
that's what you could do. You could bring the moles here to Richland Center and turn them loose, see if they could help dig the tunnel to Taco Bell's.
Well, you know, the worst, I'm just trying to put a little bit of air in there because we've got an electric cart to go back and forth.
Now. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So it hooks onto our basement and you just go and...
Okay.
So.
Wow, that's pretty complex.
Yeah, it is.
They are coming along, though. I see they've got almost a second story. They're going to build a wing for you, aren't they?
No, that's the WRCO wing.
The Bray Taco Lounge.
Yes. members only.
Yeah. Oh, well.
According to the National Center of Biotechnology Information, self-esteem reaches its peak at approximately 40 to 50 years old.
Hmm. I'm going to say no.
That's a Hanko.
Hanko.
Yeah, it is Hanko. According to the National Library of Medicine, Self-esteem reaches its peak at approximately 60 to 70 years of age and gradually decreases with age.
Hmm.
So you're right up there.
Hey, that's right. That's a lot of self-esteem here.
Yeah
going on.
I'm probably going to mess up this word, if you can imagine that.
Oh, okay.
Tacos de Ojo, a popular Mexican street food, are made with tortillas, avocados, and the star of the dish, cubed cow eyes.
Ah. I'm going to say yes.
Just because it's so far-fetched?
Yes. Yeah,
it's true, Phil. The consistency is described as a glutinous and juicy. It's a gluten, a dish that only has eyes for you.
Ah, all right.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I probably won't be trying that. Oh, well, yeah.
I hope they don't have a Taco Bell.
Well, they might.
Dalai Lama is a Buddhist monk and the spiritual leader of the Tibetan people. But unlike many Buddhist monks, he is not a vegetarian or a vegan.
I'll say that's true.
It is true. The Dalai Lama is an every other day vegetarian.
Ah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot this morning.
Have you?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And you forget none.
Whether
and,
I retain any, it, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we're not paid to retain, are we?
Probably not.
That's why we have paper.
Yeah. Other than retain water.
That's it. Yep. And other things.
Yeah.
Like, I've retained Oakwood's donuts pretty well.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That season's getting underway, isn't it?
It's Friday, or is it the 15th? When's the 15th?
15th is coming up.
That's Friday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're open on the 15th.
Are you going to camp out? Get ready?
I may just rent a room down there.
You tried the blueberry donuts, right? Yeah, I think so.
Was it the blueberry? They were blueberry. They're really good.
And strawberry?
I haven't tried them yet.
Apple cider donuts, of course. You can't beat those.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I got to go out for a while, Phil.
You do?
Yeah, I'm going to go start the bakery.
All right.
Have a good day. Yeah, be kind.
That's Hank.